It's a persistent habit. Sometimes I wish I could stop painting because I have other things I want to do. I want to write a book about hopping freight trains and stuff. I think we talked about that before. But these things keep coming up that I need to paint. And hopefully I'll find time to do both. But it's I feel like I have this opportunity. And because I've been working at painting for so long that I feel like I've gotten some expertise in being able to, like, to make the perfect painting. Well, it doesn't exist, but we're all after that. And so it's always like the next painting is going to be the thing that, you know, I know better. I know that it's not true, that there's going to be no perfect painting ever done by anybody, let alone myself. But I'm always drawn to be able to just do one more thing that's one step better than anything I've done before or that I've not expressed before. And I just want to do that. It's about the painting, but it's also to express what was out there in nature that I saw that somehow I can give a reflection of through my painting. It won't be a photograph of this scene, but it'll be something that will communicate the same sort of excitement that I got being out in nature, as well as while I was painting this painting.
Thomas Paquette is a painter who focuses on landscapes. He typically works in oils, and his paintings possess a dreamlike quality that sort of invite the viewer right inside of his works. His works are large scale, several feet by several feet, and they've been featured in more than 60 solo exhibitions in museums and prominent galleries in New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Minneapolis, D.C., and many other places. His collection called On Nature's Terms was a 70-painting solo exhibit that traveled to art museums in California, New York, and Indiana. His traveling exhibit called America's River Reexplored, Paintings of the Mississippi from Source to Gulf, was mounted at three museums along the Mississippi River. One of those was the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. 40 of Thomas's paintings have been selected to hang in 19 U.S. embassies on 5 continents, including in the cities of Rome, Brussels, that one's in the NATO Permanent Collection, Athens, Vienna, St. Petersburg, Moscow, Taipei, and Santiago. Thomas obtained his Bachelor of Fine Arts in Painting from Bemidji State University back in 1985, and he'll be dedicating a collection of his works to Bemidji State University. I caught up with Thomas in his studio via Zoom. We talked about the dedication as well as his journey as an artist.
Bemidji State University was a big influence on me in that I had originally started out to be an artist. I went to the University of Minnesota and in Minneapolis and the Minneapolis College of Art and Design for a very short amount of time. I decided that it was a crazy thing to do to go into the arts. So I decided to go into environmental education, and I wound up going to Bemidji State University for that. They had a program that was brand new, and then shortly after I got there, the rug was being pulled out from underneath that program. And that was unfortunate for some, but fortunate for me because I'd already decided that I started getting back into art. The way everything was set up, you have to take electives and this and that, and I thought, well, you know what, I'm talented in art, and maybe for this environmental education thing, I can do some photography or maybe some illustrations that I could. Anyway, I got into the technical illustration department a little bit, got my toes in there. That's when I met with Marley Call. I said to him, you know what, I'm really interested in painting. I tell you what, I'd like to take some classes here. And he said, well, I can teach you how to paint, but I can't tell you why you paint. I admired his idea of you have to have a reason to be an artist. And I felt I did at that point. So I switched over to being in the painting department, and that was the end of the story with everything else. I just studied painting from then on. going forward.
So your BFA in painting is from Bemidji State University, and then you went on to get your MFA in painting from Southern Illinois State University. So then what happens after that when you get your MFA in painting? Did you become a professional painter right after graduation?
Yes, basically. As soon as I came out, I didn't know what to do. I almost had two jobs teaching at universities after that, and I just missed them. And I thought, well, this is good news, because now I can take that bicycle trip that I always wanted to do. And so I went on a bike trip around Nova Scotia. But before I did that, I thought, well, I have all these paintings. What do I do with them all? I brought them to a gallery in Minnesota, and one of the galleries there took my paintings on. And I thought, well, that's good. I don't have to worry about storage for a while with those. And I came back a couple months later, and the gallery director said, where were you? I've been trying to get a hold of you. We sold your paintings, and we want more. And so what I decided to do was, I had a little bit of money from that. And so I set up a studio in Minneapolis and thought, well, when the money runs out, I'll do something else. But this is what I'm going to do. Now I'm waiting for the money to run out.
Have you been a landscape painter all these years? And I'm also wondering, this dream quality that I keep classifying your work as, did you come to this style or language of painting as your career has progressed, or was it set in stone even back then?
Actually, in undergraduate, when I was at BSU, I was a landscape painter to begin with. And then Marley, he is painting some landscapes, but he's really known for his still lifes and some symbolic paintings and things like that. But I was alarmed when I not having seen his work, started painting landscapes that somehow resembled his. I don't know where I got that from at all. And it freaked me out. And I rethought everything and decided that I would start doing paintings in another style that I really have always been drawn to, which is surrealism. So I started painting things like Salvador Dali would have painted, or more likely, that's just a name everybody knows, but René Magritte and people like that. And it wasn't till the end of my graduate school days that I really started getting back into painting landscapes. So yes, the paintings that were at the gallery were landscape paintings. But, you know, styles change and emerge. And I've always been interested in the land and the landscape and the ecology of the place that we all live. So that's always been a something important to me that comes out in my work. It's been all these years just developing it and maybe honing it. So if it feels like a dream to someone else, it's like a reality to me. I'm trying to evoke what it brings out in me when I'm out in the landscape. And so the paintings, I hope, are evocative of that moment that I was there, and also reflecting things that interest me in painting, because that itself is it's an activity that has its own language as well.
You work with oils and do a lot of layering. It's obvious from your work. There is a lot of texture and a lot of depth in the color. Can you talk a little bit about that?
For me, as a painter, a lot of it has to do with the journey. So I love starting out with these incredible colors that are just way off the charts for weirdness, I guess you'd say. And it's really just to mark out where I'll be putting things and to establish placement and things like that. But it also informs the colors as I go. It's almost like going from a shout to a whisper and trying to figure out where's the right spot to stop so that it gives the right emphasis. But it also leaves a lot of, sometimes the paint will show through because it'll be so thin. The subsequent layers will be very thin. And then sometimes it'll be very thick paint and there'll be a hole through there that'll just show the other paint. So it's kind of fun to know it's under there, whether or not it shows. It's all part of the process.
That is Thomas Paquette. He is a professional painter. He's shown his work all over the world. He's dedicating several pieces to Bemidji State University this morning as part of their permanent collection.
They have had a ceramics collection as well as a print collection. They're both fantastic collections, but they don't really allow for having paintings or other sorts of objects. So they newly designated a collection called the Bemidji State University Permanent Art Collection. And I wanted to donate these paintings recently. I thought it'd be a nice thing to do for my alma mater. I feel like I got so much out of going to Bemidji and to inspire students and just to give back, I guess. I'm hoping almost more that they take the example of somebody who went to the school and was able to be an artist, because that's always really an important thing, just to witness that there are people out there doing the kind of things that you might want to do yourself.
Thomas Paquette will be on the Bemidji State University campus this morning. The dedication happens at 11:30 in the Bemidji State University Library. I'm Katie Carter. This is Area Voices. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.